Psalm 119 and verse 25. There's something happened to our screen, so we can get it. We got to go on. My soul, you see it, Psalm 119 and verse 25. My soul clingeth unto what? Dust, right? Have you found it yet? Did I give you enough time? My soul what? Clingeth unto what? Quicken thou me according to thy word. I say it. Sometimes when a pain tried to insist to stay in my body, I said, quicken me according to your word. Quicken me according to your word. Quicken thou me according to your word. Because he just said here in Romans 8:11. If the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead shall also raise Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwelleth in you, right? So these treasures. Woo. So back to Ephesians chapter 1, and I'm going to do my best to read straight through it this time. I'm doing my best. I ain't promising because the Holy Spirit checked me, I'm going to have to check. I'm going to stop. Since we now join to Christ, we have been given the treasure of redemption by his blood, the total cancellation of our sin. Why? All because of the cascading riches of his grace. All because of his what? Cascading riches. I like to say his far reaching. In other words, I don't care where you are, grace can reach you. Cascading. Cascading riches of his grace. This superabundant grace. What kind of grace is it? This super abundant grace is already powerfully working in us. Working in you right now. Are you in faith? Are you a believer? Well, he's working in you now. What is he doing? He's working in you now to get you to a place where he has designated for you to be. And he's not going to stop if you don't quit. He's not going to stop until he gets you there. Did he give up on the Israelites? He didn't stop. It was some 400 years later. But did he get them into the promised land? He's going to get the church where we supposed to be while we are on this earth. We are not walking in the place of anointing. We're not walking in the place of the revelation. We're not walking in the place of financial blessing. We're not walking in the place of grace where he wants us, but he's working on us and he's going to get us there. This super abundance grace is already working powerfully. Already powerfully working in us. Releasing, look what it's doing. Releasing, what is it releasing? Releasing within us all forms of what? Wisdom and practical understanding. See, once you get this God, you know, James said, if any man lack wisdom, then that's God. Once you get this wisdom of God and practical understanding, then you know how to get there. So you know how to follow the word of God. You know how to follow the spirit of God. You know the importance of obeying God. Hello? Hello? So look at, where did I stop at? Verse 8. Look at verse 9. And through the revelation of the anointed one. No practical wisdom. He give you wisdom, practical understanding. And through the revelation of the anointed one, He what? Unveils his secret desires to us. Unveil his secret desires to us. The hidden mystery. Of his long range plan. The hidden mystery of his long range plan. Which he was delighted to do what? Implement from the very beginning of time. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And because of God's unfailing purpose, notice God has purposed something. And then he said, because of his unfailing purpose. What is unfailing purpose? It's a purpose that's going to proceed. That's a purpose going to work. A purpose he's going to bring forth. A purpose that won't fail. Is that right? What he purposed, there's nothing in existence, in the seen world, unseen world, in the spiritual world, in this natural world, in hell beneath, nothing can stop him from completing and bringing forth his purpose. He's going to work with us until we get there. Woo! This detailed plan will reign supreme throughout every period of time until what? The fulfillment of all the ages finally reaching its climax. When God make all things new. Where? In all of heaven and earth through Christ Jesus, through Jesus Christ. Let me talk to you a minute about this. Time began when God began time. Adam was created in time. God is where? Is in eternity. He is an eternal God. He has no time. He is eternal. But he created man in time. He created man like himself. Didn't he say it? Now watch this now. So I want you to see what God is doing. He's going to accomplish this. And I'm going to show you what he has done. And I'm going to show you how he's working with you and me, with us, so we can, his body, accomplish on earth what we've been put in the earth to do. Are you seeing it? Are you seeing this? All right. So he created time. But a man that was perfect like him. But Adam did what? Committed high treason. Adam did what? He sinned a sin that separated, when he sinned, it separated him from God. And he was not supposed to be separated. He was God's son. He was God's creation. But sin divided them.